All right, we'll call the meeting to order January 24th, 4:06 p.m. Entertain a motion to approve last month's minutes.
Have a
Do you want to do attendance roll
call? Oh, attendance, all right. We'll do attendance. Nick Bauscher.
Steve Ballard.
Bill Davis.
Lard Holst.
Stephanie Swigert.
Holst Swigert on us.
Debbie Dean.
Amy Campbell.
All right. Motion to approve the minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from our previous meeting.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Finance. Laura.
Do you want to talk about it? Or do you want me to talk about it?
Go ahead.
All right. So in the summary, as you can see, the 19% in the federal funding in the dashboard is concerning, but it's concerning. Why, Laura?
Because nothing's
happening
right now.
Right.
It will catch up with us and
Hopefully. The other thing was that last week in the Title I grant, they're in the middle of a changing of a guard at the state in Title I. So those people that have been with Title I for decades are still making decisions on audits and the finances, while these new two, this new pair, are in the training system. So they are, the federal funds for Title I for us are kind of being delayed because our review was last week, but they cleared it, so we should be able to draw down and that number should come. Hi, do you want to talk? I'm in the middle of the summary.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, go for it.
You want to do my job?
Nope.
Sorry. My apologies for being late.
Since you made it. Go for it.
Does everyone have a copy? I did bring a few.
I'll take one.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know where Amy was. Just in talking to Spencer, kind of seeing how everything's going.
I'm right there.
Yeah, the federal funding, I'm not quite sure where you got on that, but it's a delayed payment anyway. I don't know how long he has been on the board, if you know that or not, but it's all stuff that we get second half of the year. So that will certainly start to catch up.
Title I funding got held up in the spring for them. As well.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be interesting to see what the government shutdown does with some of that stuff, if there's going to be after effects or whether or not. I know things like the lunch program and things like that are
going to
start running out here shortly, so I think we have a couple more weeks. But
so the middle of March, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I think there's even an updated letter that went out that said February, middle of February, so yeah. So if that continues too much longer, we may run into some issues as well. So what happens there. Sounds like there's a little bit of progress made today, but who knows. As far as the year expenses go, salaries, you can see that you're trending to be right on where you should be. Benefits are, as of right now, a little bit lower as well, so there could be some savings there. And the benefits is a pretty high budget category, so 2% actually end up being, we trend that way, pretty good amount of savings. Purchase property services, your 400s, we're a little bit high there, but there's also quite a few things in there that are a little bit front-loaded, as well as just not normal payments, like repairs and maintenance on your building. Those are just kind of, they come up with work, which is not really a projected, monthly payment or something like that. So being at 52% is great. 54 on your 500s, also again, I think you're looking pretty good. Where am I laying off? 35 for your 500, so there's quite a bit of savings there. Supplies and materials, we're running a little bit high, but that's something that's being tracked. I think particularly in the office supplies and classroom supplies is where that's a little bit higher.
So that's front
Yeah, so anyway, but I think Spencer mentioned that you guys talked about that in the finance meeting, and it definitely is going to be something that's watched for the rest of the year. So there's a good chance that, frankly, we may end up a little bit over budget there, but nothing that's, super concerning as of right now. So your 700s are at 88%, but those are almost always front-loaded at the beginning of the year. So I'd have to go back and look at other summaries, but I'm guessing you've probably been pretty close to that since September. So And then debt service, and you're looking great. So overall, things are going good. Again, I'm not sure what Amy got into because of enrollment. The funding did go down a little bit, your state revenues. So you're about $80,000 lower than we had projected at the beginning of the year. But overall, the budget is looking still hitting that 5% goal, a few hundred dollars above even. So, and that's with a good chance of some savings being in some other spots as well. So I think that looks pretty good. Other exciting news is your enrollment seems to be going up since October. So that will help your ADM this year. And then you're kind of held a little bit harmless on ADM from year to year. I don't know. I don't know what you guys know and don't know, so I'm sorry if I repeat, but how the funding works is you get your prior year ADM and then any growth from October 1 count between those 2 years as well, if that makes sense. So if you had growth in your October 1 count this year to next year, then you would get a bump in your revenues because of that. Whereas if you go down, you don't see a decrease. Until the next year, if your ADM stays that low, then it would catch up then. So if this is really a 1 year blip, then probably by next October, if we have enrollment back up, then we would, the beginning of next year might be a little bit lower because of the ADM this year, but we would see increase next November, December to make up for it. So.
Even if we hold at like the 1070-ish the rest of the year, being that just the first few months, like do they take the average of the whole year or just the October 1 count on what year?
No, so starting in July, you'll be funded on the prior year ADM. And so if your ADM is, say 1070 this year, but then, your October 1 count is what, 1058. So say next year, your October 1 count is 1090 or something, then you would get made up for that entire difference starting in November, December for the rest of the year. So it's kind of a nice, as long as you just have that 1 year blip, then it's really not too bad to overcome, if that makes sense. So,
I thought we always just picked that number, but so when we do the budget, I thought we were just saying what we thought it would be, but it's always the year before.
We usually project it on the year before.
So if you want to project higher than the year before, you can't do that? Because funding is going to be tied to the...
You have to do projected enrollment for the state. I do that in June, July.
It's early on, So.
And then they kind of hold you to that. You can do some revisions in it. But if your October 1 count doesn't come back like that, they're not usually really happy. We have a grandfather cap of 1,300 kids. So we could go to 1,300. I don't know where you put them, but
you do get to put that in if you're crazy on that number.
And
they'll call you out. They stopped three or four years ago. They had two schools in the same year that actually, by the time October 1 count rolled around, they had been paid more than they should get the entire year. So they actually owed money.
Wow.
So it was kind of this. A couple schools were greedy with it for a little while, and then it was that final. All right, we can't.
So the authors actually looked at what you're budgeting for and what your enrollment is, and they didn't used to do that because my first couple years here it was we were coming in at 1090 and I was budgeting at 1070, so that I'd have this window of safety, and they don't like that.
if you waiver within 5% now, you'll actually get a letter from the state, and if it's too much more than that, you may actually have to go stand before the state charter board and kind of explain yourself. And
that's going on with a few, actually.
It is, yeah. So, mm-hmm. Even if you over-enroll, even if it's bonus news, if you go over your cap, they've started to buckle down on that, too. So, but it was mostly related to that a few years ago. A couple schools, unfortunately, got shut down and stuff. So.
What did you budget for, Amy? How many did you say?
We budgeted at 1085.
Okay. So if you look here on it's on our summary and the detail, but on the approved budget, there's a small number at the top. That'll always be what your
last year we were 1087 at enrollment, so we budgeted a little bit below. Not a lot.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if you know, but honestly, enrollment across the state is down this year. Pretty good. So to only be down 20 students is...
Yeah, Monty said something like they did a study of all of their schools, and the waiting list was five above, and typically it's like 100 students for each school, and we are five students up.
Yeah, wow. it's been crazy. And we have schools this year that are excellent schools, just like here, that just are low on enrollment, you know, that have never had to face those issues. We have one school down in Utah County that's down 100 students this year, and it's an excellent school. It's always been totally full. They don't even know what to
It's across the board, because I mean, two cohorts and everybody that I'm talking to principal-wise is like, one of them's down 75, one of them's down 25. Like, but that hurts them because they're smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, the other day they approved five new schools, two are expansions and three are new charters, and one of them is going to be in Ogden. It's essentially a junior high, 79. another one will be in Roy.
And that was just approved? Mm-hmm. Do we know where it's going?
What is that? Which one is the 79?
Utah Mountain Academy.
Oh, it's a climbing school, huh?
They're
doing classes at the front. I saw that.
Yeah, they're going to be, it's a very different model, mm-hmm. but they're looking for kids that are really struggling to give them a very non-traditional classroom setting. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be outdoors quite a bit. In fact, they're doing like some geodesic dome building. Ice yurts, basically, for their classrooms and stuff. And so they're probably targeting a different market.
An outdoor rec type experience. Yeah, I read their proposal.
So
the other one is Lonnie Grounds is doing one in Roy, right?
That I don't know who it was. I know it's...
It's academic.
Yeah, right? I know it's an academic school.
Yeah, she works for them right now.
So, so there'll be a couple more coming in. And Ogden Prep's Ogden Prep. You guys got the reputation in Ogden, so.
Yeah, it's still hitting our normal. But what's happening is they're going, and now they're coming back at this time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Anyway, any specific questions that I can either answer or ask Spencer, try to bring that to you guys.
Okay. All right.
I think overall, I mean, you guys are in great shape, so, no concerns on our end. I think your numbers are going to look really quite strong. I mean, they're already looking strong now.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
All right, board training.
This is going to be short and sweet, and we thought it would be good to get it over with. This is just on the open meetings. We have to get trained on that every year. So they're just going to review. Cardstock one.
Basically, just find. Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So, this defines what a meeting is. Anytime you have a quorum present, which is a simple majority, whether it's in person or electronic, it's considered a meeting. But it has to be discussing, receiving comments, or acting in a matter that would be something to do with the school. So things that aren't a meeting is a chance or a social gathering. So like tonight we go hack throwing, that's not a meeting. If you happen to, you know, five of you end up at the same restaurant one night and you all sit and visit, that's not a meeting. Unless you talk about school funds and make decisions, right? So in order for it not to be a meeting, you can't appropriate any funds and you can't have a discussion or implementation of administrative or operational matters. And there can't be any formal action. So basically, so if you're going to do any kind of voting or talking about what's happening with the school and making decisions, then you need to have a meeting to do that. Meetings are open unless they're closed. So a closed meeting can be held for the purpose of anything that's basically, it's anything that's going to hurt or damage a person or the school. So if we're going to talk about expansion and we don't need that to get out because it can hurt our prospects, then we wouldn't want to do that in an open meeting. If you're going to talk about the character of an individual, we do that in a closed meeting. But closed meetings have to be embedded in open meetings, and you cannot vote in a closed meeting. Okay. So we talked about that. You have to give 24-hour notification of any meetings, and they have to include the location, and you should always have them in the same place. Every year we come with a list of meetings that are always every year. That's required, and so if there's going to be any changes to that, you have to give ample notification. People can be asked to leave, and if they're disrupting, that's fine. Minutes, you have to have written and recorded minutes of your meetings. They have to be written minutes have to be posted within a reasonable time. So we make those public in draft form right after the meeting, and then once you vote on them, they become undrafted. And then recordings have to be posted within 3 business days. So as soon as we get done with the meetings, I go back and I upload the recordings. Recordings of closed sessions are protected, which means if someone were to do a grammar request of our meeting, we don't have to disclose those unless they have, but they can challenge that, and then a judge would rule on whether or not it really should have been closed. We record them so we don't have to worry about anything else, but if we didn't record them, then Nick would have, or the president would have to sign an affidavit saying that it really was for a purpose that we said it was for, and kind of just kind of swearing that, yeah, we did it right. Electronic meetings, again, have to follow the same ruling as in-person meetings. They're just electronic. And talk about notice. If we do, if we're not in compliance, then the court can hold us non-compliant. We can have penalties. Not doing it correctly. So basically, just ever, any time that we're going to meet to discuss the school and vote, we need to make sure it's public and public has notice so that they can be here if they choose to, or they can have access to the records afterwards. Questions?
Wonderful summation.
Thank you, Debbie. All right, jump to the report, CEO report. Amy?
The middle of year, Dibbles is on deck. So I think we finished today. We have a couple of students who are in Mexico who have not returned from Mexico since the break. So we're waiting on, I think, 5. But we have until February 2nd to upload the first to complete. So is that right, Jerry, the first? And then we have CTT data meetings are happening this quarter, so they'll happen. They start this week. Trauma training. We've done the Paper Tigers video and some ACEs training. I've sent that to all of you. Many of you have watched it. Bill texted me and was like, "This is the most depressing thing I've ever seen." But it's real. And resiliency is the next one we watch for our trauma training for all of our teachers, and that's, so I'd recommend it. It's called resiliency. If you need more information, Amy Kiernan is your girl. Title I review, we did that last week. This is the earliest I've ever done it in my career. It was good. I'm like actually gonna vote for earlier meets with them if possible, because it gives you time to make any corrections that need to be made. So we did really well, and thank you, let's wait for the last minute coming, and Bill, the last minute coming as well. Everything is fine financially. They unload all of their money, said everything was being tracked correctly. All of our employees are being tracked correctly. That's usually what they're looking for. They had focus groups with parents, students, and teachers. And the teachers typically use that time to like, please let us not have as much PD, was essentially their conversation with the state. These two women that can't do anything about that, but that's what was relayed to me. So. Less professional development is what is about the only thing that came out of it. We do tonight, we're going to talk about the parent and engagement compact. I took that to the Land Trust Committee, which is the OPPO board, and they went through it and wrote notes and sent me all the information they thought should be added or changed. We do that about every 2 years, and they've turned it in, and we've made changes, and they're just going to ask for your vote. So if you've seen that, then that needs to be sent to, has to be updated with the new language for the ESSA rather than the NCLB, which is No Child Left Behind. It's now the Every Student Succeeds Act. So that, just the, we literally have to like take out words and put engagement in. So that has been, that's happened. That's what you have in front of you. You're gonna vote on that, and then we'll send that to the state and they'll release our funds. So.
Play the game.
Yeah, so we decided as a team before Title I that we need to revise the literacy nights because our enrollments are not our enrollment, but our attendance is down. Mainly because there isn't a presentation or a performance at the beginning, and so parents aren't coming to them. And within, like, I could defend for that. Like, lots of them have a lot of jobs, and a lot of them don't want to have to bring the whole family back in the evening. And if their child's not performing, instead they're going to attend a class on how to help their child take a test or do math better, those things, they're not as interested in it. Not as fun. So we're looking at ways to revise that. Because that's what it's supposed to be, is classes. But we're getting like 20 people, those instead of the hundreds we used to get when they would perform. The teachers aren't huge on the performance experience either, because it wastes a lot of academic time in class to get ready for the performance. So, all right, and then upcoming events, parent teacher conference for both campuses is the 14th and the 15th. So if you get hate mail from anybody about the 14th, because that one's going to the 8th and it's Valentine's Day, the Hallmark holiday. Then the DTL boot camp, we're going to try that again, the digital teaching and learning boot camp. Last year we looked at it and we didn't have time to do the 52 points of narrative, but in March I'll become certified in educational technology for administrators. And I've been writing the DTL roadmap for the entire year. And I have a team put together and they've been doing focus groups with people and a survey that all the teachers have done. So we have more information, we can start moving towards that. In the secondary we're gonna start and then we'll move it to the elementary. So you'll get more information as it unrolls. Young Runners is in full swing and girls basketball, blast. They're winning and last night was a blast. They're so fun to watch.
That makes a lot more sense because my daughter came home this week. Yeah, they said there's no Young Runners this year. Huh? That doesn't make sense. I'm gonna ask them.
Thursdays. Janie Carlton.
Cool.
Any questions for me?
Yeah.
I'll have Dibble stuff for you next week.
All right, thank you. So committee planning and scheduling, I just wanted to kind of talk. I know we're coming off from break and holidays, and January is kind of a down month. But February, really, in the next couple weeks, if you guys can kind of hit your committees hard. I know we've got the marketing meeting Monday, which we're going to run through like evaluation of our marketing and then present an RFI for February. And then I need to schedule a sponsorship meeting.
Did you see my notes? Did you get my Google?
Yes, okay. Yeah, I did.
Did so, they make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did
so,
you see that article in the on like KSL and KUTV?
No.
On what?
On what?
The charter schools that are spending like
$800,000. It's every Tuesday night on Channel 2 News.
Beyond the Books.
Beyond the Books. There's a report, and they're covering. You can probably go back and watch all of them.
800 what?
What is it?
Oh, Mountain Heights Academy, which is an online school. It's an academic school.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot.
And Delana Toksu is the principal, is a board member, a state board member. And is she on the state charter board, or is she on the
state charter?
They're spending, last year they spent $819,000 on advertising.
On marketing, yeah.
$819,000?
Yeah. A lot of these schools.
Yeah.
Wow. It was crazy.
Anyway.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So. My husband reads it because Chris Jones used to be my husband's next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So they like live next to each other for 15 years, right? So he calls me and he says, you need to get on and look at this article. So I get on and look at it. And he goes, how much did you spend last year? I'm like,
nothing.
Zero. And I think like we spent $5,000 since I've been here.
Public is straightforward.
All right. So yeah, I'll schedule that.
I'm out of town all next week.
Okay, so probably February.
So I won't be there Monday.
You get to go. Are you going somewhere fun?
Yeah, well, we leave tomorrow. My daughter's turning 5, so we're taking her to Disneyland.
Oh,
so
nice.
We leave tomorrow.
That's a good time of year to go, though.
Yep, it's been paid for and done, so we got it before the price increase. Yeah.
And then we also have a couple task force. So we have a retention task force, if you guys can meet and report in February. And then I know, so you went over your risk analysis, and then Tyler was going to look into some insurance. And then we're going to run through the the policy just to make sure there were kind of anything that we had to change. So I don't know if you want to schedule that meeting for the next couple of weeks before before the next meeting, because we'll do committee report outs. And then I would like to do like a review of the goals that we set in the beginning of the year, and then any new goals. And then Board on Track has goals in there that you can put in. So if you guys can get in there and kind of just throw those in, and you can set dates, and then I think that'll be a good way to track and remember what everyone's doing, because I got to run through my notes every single time to figure out what everyone's doing. So if you can, go through there. And then governance, if you want to come up with some awesome goals for the second half of the year.
I know
you already knocked your first goals off in a week.
So. It wasn't a week. It was a month.
But I think we still have like the board board trainings we need to, or the schedule throughout the year. And then I think finance, we talked about doing a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year outlook, where we want to be. So if we can just be ready to report on those in February, that would be awesome. So cool. All right, that's all I've got. Next, policies. We have one to approve, a verbiage change. Engagement. Mm-hmm. Anything to report on that? It's pretty straightforward.
All right. Parent, what was it before? Parent and family.
It was just parent involvement.
Yeah, involved. Involved.
Yeah, change from involved to engaged.
So. The entire thing and anywhere the involvement was listed, change it to engagement.
I make a motion to approve the parent and family engagement policy.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Policy is updated. The calendar, always a fun.
Yeah, so I gave it to you in the black and white. It's not colored yet, so if you approve, then. But it's all marked. It tells you on the side what and how.
The only maybe is November 1st. Since it falls on a Friday, if you have an extra flex day, maybe that would be an off day, because Ogden City School District has started doing the day after Halloween as being out of school.
That's smart.
The last couple years. So being on a Friday, you might, I don't know, and a half day, you might lose a lot of kids.
We are right at
we're at the precipice.
If we have a snow day, we have to make it up. So
okay.
It's like,
well, that's my only feedback.
I know.
Why is Ogden School?
That's a good idea.
They have started doing
I
that.
I also would love to give like some.
Why they call it a
March.
Teacher prep day, but they probably had such low attendance the day after Halloween that.
That's why we're a week long for Thanksgiving. And
I know.
And all of the CTTs put in what they wanted. And I got one from every CTT, which is rare. And they were all, everybody's like, just keep the same as this year, week of Thanksgiving, 2 weeks. And they want to start later and end earlier, but you can't. They do. Every year I get like,
nine
I think
to
we should
two.
Be all like first May, because May is a waste. And I'm like, friends and family.
If it was only that easy.
Yeah, right?
If it was only that arbitrary.
I know.
All right.
I like your smiley face. All
does anyone have any questions on the calendar?
What is the smiley face?
Wait, do we have to prove it
out?
Okay, got it. Yeah.
I didn't compare with Ogden City. Is that the same spring break? That's the same week, right? That they're doing.
Usually it's the first full week.
Full week of April.
The first.
Do we have to prove it today, or we're?
No.
Okay, we're just.
I am getting. Sorry.
This is just preliminary.
Yeah, preliminary.
Parents. God, trying to get their have a soup buy tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People are looking for it. So
if
like, seriously?
If you guys tried to get super tickets.
Yeah. Well, you just have to have Bill as your friend. And he has 150, speed dialers.
Yeah.
Because I
no calling this year.
Yeah,
it's all online.
Oh, it's all online.
So I will be up February. I will be there February 1st when it opens up. You get in.
8 a.m.
All online now.
It's all online.
So what, you just hurry and log into all your computers and see which one
yeah, so
first.
The email said...
It's actually... Last year was actually pretty good. It like...
It fills up within the first couple of days that they open up, is what they said.
It was an hour last
year.
Yeah.
It's usually...
I couldn't get any dates after an hour. Yeah, so we had to go in March last year.
It opens when? Like February?
February 1st.
Yeah, so... Literally, I've gotten four emails from parents who are like, I have to know by this date with next year's calendars. And I'm like, how about you just go and see if you can get your tickets, and then
and
we'll
then
work
go.
It out.
Yeah.
It's all
the school district's spring break is March 30th.
Yeah, I know.
I do it all the time.
That was
I did.
Before?
No, they're in high school. It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should probably go with that.
We do.
That's why it's
why do you guys like to match them?
Because we have a lot that go from here to there.
Okay.
Yeah, about 50% of our kids end up in the Ogden District. So if you have families and you have brothers and sisters.
Yeah, right. So can we approve with that amendment then? Or?
Yeah.
You can wait until next month.
Yeah, let's wait till next month.
I'm just going to start forwarding emails here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to approve? I mean, you can approve with amendments.
So. I would wait one.
A lot of people want to know for February 1st, though, is that what we're saying? But can we
publish
just preliminary?
It?
Or, what? I mean...
But people will get mad if you change it afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, can we just make that amendment and then approve it? No?
So our option is either approve it as it is now with a potential amendment later on, and if parents make their plans before the amendment's made and then we post another calendar, then they're going to be upset with us.
Got it.
Or we wait till next month and then parents are still upset because...
what are we potentially looking at moving, changing?
Just that week. Well, that week's going as part of the amendment that was just brought up, if you vote on that.
Yeah, we...
So that April, the spring break, would be moved to a week before because Ogden School District is missing.
Oh, okay.
Is it? When is
Ogden? Oh, I think we need
she
to
just
check
said it was the week.
And
March.
Ogden comes back from Christmas on the 2nd.
We should move it then.
Oh yeah.
We should move it to match Ogden City.
If we see a lot of.
Because we will be on the same.
Yeah.
Our Christmas break wasn't the same as Ogden's this year.
No, it wasn't.
Ogden got out. No,
Ogden went back on the 2nd.
They went back on the 2nd, but they also got out the Thursday and Friday before Christmas.
Yeah.
So they were off by.
What is Davis County's spring break?
It's the same week. So Weber, Davis, and Ogden are all the same week this year.
And that's on the 30th?
Mm-hmm. Then we should definitely.
Yeah, we should move it then.
I don't know about last year. We should definitely both move it. Right?
Both Weber and Ogden have it on the 23rd of December, just like we do. They're coming back on.
Oh, sorry. We were talking about spring break.
The 2nd is a good one this year.
I thought
oh, okay.
Are they coming back on Thursday the 2nd?
Ogden is,
no,
Weber is, but
oh.
Ogden's coming back on the
3rd.
Isn't that Friday?
Yeah. That's what's
so
sad.
That is weird.
My implies you gotta have a day because that's their ski break.
Well, again, that the reason they're doing that is so they can have November 1st off.
Yeah.
Right, if we came back on the 3rd, we have
a... We're coming back on the 2nd if we're coming back. Because nobody show up on that Friday anyway.
If I was a parent had that time off with my kids, I wouldn't bring my kid on just for that Friday.
Right, yeah.
Nice teacher work.
And a half day. Yeah.
I'd bring mine.
Does our Halloween suffer?
I'd bring
the
mine because Daily Rise will be here.
We don't have huge dips on the day after Halloween.
All right, so we can either approve as is, approve with the amendment, or vote to wait.
Table. Okay. Motion to approve with the amendment.
That's Stephanie.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
So that you can get it to your parents so they don't hate you.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes.
Good. Why are you fighting this? Sorry. Is there a reason?
No, just got to do it every now and then.
Yeah. Trying to build the tension for.
You wanted to wait a moment.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're
hey, trying to build the
there's nothing wrong with being the opposing vote.
No, it's beautiful.
All right.
Someone saying that to me.
I think our meeting is adjourned. And we will meet at 6 at Social Acts. Sound good? Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Ready to break?
I motion to adjourn.
Do we have to do
I don't think so.
I think I just say it's over.
It's over. Get out.
It's over.
Laura wants to adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay. We could look it up real quick.
I don't think you have to vote for that.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.